Welcome back to We Watch, We Collect, a baseball podcast presented by Believe Podcast Network. What a damn first week of baseball, MLB baseball anyway. But holy shit, what a first week of MLB baseball. There's like a lot that I can actually talk about, which I'm going to just like flip-flop from different things to different things because I honestly, I'm recording this episode really late. I don't have like an outline of what I want to talk about or what I should talk about, I guess, but I kind of have an idea of what like little thoughts and of the things here and there and just like what the hell is like going on with different kind of shit. Anyway, first off, my Red Sox suck right now. We got swept by the Pittsburgh Pirates at home. I don't know. We suck. But I'm gonna get into that in a little bit later on. Like there's a lot to unwrap when it comes to this first week. Like after this first week, everyone gets into like big like time panic mode, which I honestly don't. I just get really mad because my Red Sox got swept. But that's just me. Like but there's a big old panic mode that's going on with different shit. So the first thing I want to get into is obviously like what has just been going on with just like the fact that this first week already happened. Like there's already so much shit that happened between like highlights, teams that are undefeated, already a complete game shutout from a pitcher. There's already fan altercations going on in the stands. There's catches and highlights being made. There's already shit talking going on with Alec Manoah. There's so much shit going on. Like, anyway, let's start with, you know what? I want to get like my little thoughts and opinions out there right away. I'm going to get into the Anthony Rendon altercation with the fan in the stands, with the fan supposedly calling him a bitch, and then Anthony Rendon grabbing him by the shirt and taking a swing at him and pretty much missing. I know this has already been talked about, like, between everyone else and all that shit, but you know what? I haven't talked about it yet, because it's only been a week, so whatever. Anyway, I'm gonna have my own little thought about it. So, first and foremost, I've seen it, I've seen the clip, I've heard it, I've seen it from two different angles, and it all comes down to everyone giving their thoughts that Rendon should keep his cool. He's at a higher standard. He's getting paid so much money. Regardless of the team that he's on, he should be held to a higher standard because he's got to be professional with his team or whatever. And you know what? I get it. Like, no, actually, I don't get it because I don't get paid over $200 million and I don't play for a major league team. But what I do get is, you know, there are points in times where you, I guess, have to be professional on a certain level with no matter what type of job you're in. You got to have some kind of professionalism, and I get that. But when it comes to this situation, I am 95% on Anthony Rendon's side. And here's why. Of course, like, the grabbing... No, you know what? Fuck it. I'm on Anthony Rendon's side. I don't care who you are, what walk of life you come from, or anything. For one, you want to criticize me about whatever job I'm doing, and Anthony Rendon has a job. His job is to play Major League Baseball for the Angels. That's his job. So at any point, if some random person is walking up to me while I'm doing my job or your job, whatever your job or my job is, and start saying like, hey, you suck or whatever it is, all right, I could take that. I know what I bring to my own table or to this table when it comes to this job or whatever job you may have. And it, yeah, like, all right, you want to heckle me, fine. But the moment, oh my gosh, sorry about that. But yeah, like, you want to heckle me, All right, fine. Like, at a distance, like, all right, that's your own move. You're at a distance. That's one thing. So I'll get into that in a little bit. At a distance, all right, you want to heckle me? Fine. The moment you start saying, like, it's the big word, bitch. Apparently, he called Anthony Rendon a bitch because Anthony Rendon got him by the shirt and he said, "You're the one that called me a bitch, huh?" And he's like, "Yeah, no, I didn't." He's like, "Yes, you did. It was you." Took a swing at him. He missed. It didn't look like a punch. It honestly looked like a slap. Like, his hand was wide open. It looked like a slap. But the moment you start calling a dude a bitch, it's just a universal word or thing where it's like, you don't call a guy man to man a bitch, because that's just straight up fighting words. Like, it's a street thing, it's a prison thing, like, it's just an all-around thing. Like, the moment you call me a bitch, like, you're mentally, no, not mentally, like, you're verbally, you're trying to take, like, my man card away. And it's a guy thing. It's just a big old ego guy thing. Like, guys, all guys know about it. And you know what? It's just how we are. Like, girls probably don't understand. Like, girls probably like, oh, you're like, I don't know. Girls have their own word. I don't even know what it is. But, like, when it comes to guys, like, out in the streets, like, if we're doing something shit, much less competitive, and you want to say, like, oh, you suck, bro, whatever. Like, all right, there's trash talking. There's shit talking, whether there's bad blood or not. You learn to deal with it. But the moment you want to start getting into, like, oh, you're a bitch, like, oh, fuck you, or whatever, and it's like, all right, dude, like, gloves are coming off, like, let's go handle this, like, you want to knuckle up or not, like, let's do it, let's knuckle up, let's squash the shit, because I've worked construction before, and I've seen it happen, where guys are criticizing each other on their job. That's one thing, all right, but then the moment you want to start verbaling, calling each other these names and shit, to where it's moments where it's like, all right, them are fighting words. Let's go back in the conics box and let's go handle it. Let's go knuckle up and let's go handle it. And it's one-on-one. No one's around. No one's going to say anything. Let's go handle that shit. That's what happened. I've seen a couple of them, and I've heard sometimes when it happens. Shit happens. It does happen. So you can't blame Anthony Rendon for wanting to go up to this guy and just give him what for. Like, dude, I'm going to show you that just because I got this uniform on, don't take me away the fact that I'm still a man here, and I'm not going to take that type of shit talking lightly, especially when I'm as arm's reach from you. Like, I don't know. I'm on Anthony Rendon's side the whole way through. Like, I'm fuck that stupid ass fan, and then he wants to fuck that fan, and then he wants to go back on his word saying, "Oh, it wasn't me. That's just a bitch move. Like, now I'm gonna say it, because I'm at a distance, way distance, I'm on a microphone saying shit, but I have no problem calling the dude out on that type of shit. Like, I've never had a problem with it. So it's like, if I'm in the stands next to him, be like, dude, you just called him a bitch and now you're gonna deny it? Like, now who's the one talking, bro? Like, come on. At least own it. Like, yeah, I called you that. Like, what's up? Like, I don't know. Maybe it's just I think differently. I don't know what it is. But you can't be saying shit and not, like, expect a guy to be okay with it on a certain type of level. Because, like, regardless, whether you're a heckler at a baseball game or a football game, whatever type of game, you're damn well not going to go heckle a guy who's playing, like, an any type of, like, pickup basketball or a Sunday league game, heckle him from the stands saying, oh, you suck, blah, blah, blah. All right, that's one thing. Granted, they're not professional. They're not getting paid a ton of money. But the moment you start saying that shit, I know somebody's not going to do that and expect not to have hands thrown at him. Like, I don't know. Like, people who are like, oh, Anthony Rendon should be professional, he has a lot to lose, you really think, well, now that he appealed it, it's a 4-game suspension now, you really think he gives a shit about a 4-day suspension with or without pay when he's already got more than $200 million coming his way, whether he sucks or not? You honestly think he cares about a 4-day suspension? No. Yeah, he apologized to the guy. He was the bigger guy. Like, yeah, I'll apologize, but at the end of the day, I don't give a shit that I got suspended 4 games. I'm getting paid more money than that dude who wants to heckle me. I just showed that guy and the entire fan base of Major League Baseball that I don't take shit from anybody. I will come up to you. So now let me see who else is going to do it. And now that everyone knows that, he probably won't get called those names anymore. He'll get heckled. And the whole, well, another swing and a miss by Rendon. I'll admit, that shit was kind of funny. Like, it was funny. But it, at the end, it's like, hey, like, we're all guys here. Shit happens, and shit goes down. Anybody who can agree with me can attest to that shit. It happens. And you know what? Whether it was a major league game or not, or a pickup basketball, or just a little scrimmage baseball game, the moment words like that get thrown around, and you mean it, knuckles are going to be flying. Like, no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Like, that's just how it goes. Like, I don't know if it's a street thing or whatever. It's just a thing. Like, especially, imagine in a bar. Like, you're drinking, words start coming out. You know, you start slurring your word, you start speaking your mind. Everyone gets honest when they got some drinks in them. And you want to call some random dude a bitch. Or imagine this, like, they're doing that punch thing, and like, oh, yeah, you, dude, you got no power, blah, blah, blah. That's good heckling. And then you swing at it, it's like, dude, you're a bitch. Like, oh, shit. Now you just call that dude a bitch after he just punched this machine. Now he's ready to punch you in the face. I don't care what anybody says. I'm on Rendon's side. Fuck that fan. That dude's an idiot. For one thing, that made him more of an idiot is going back on his word. Whether you said it or not, fucking own it, dude. Don't be a bitch. Anyway, that's my stance on that. Yeah, that's my stance on that. Like, I'm with Rendon. You know what? Fuck it. 100% of the way. Fuck that fan. That dude's an idiot. Wants to call him a bitch or not, and then not own it? You're the bitch, dude. Fucking idiot. Anyway, I just want to get that out of the way, because that was, I know, a big old thing that was going on, and it was already like shit, like almost a week ago or something like that, which gets me to my next point, is the fact that it's already been officially now 1 week since opening day. I know this episode comes out Friday, but technically a day past opening day, but we've already have so much stuff going on, like so many different damn highlights or whatever you want to call them, like events in Major League Baseball. There's already been so many to where it's like crazy, to the point where I'm like, damn, I really, genuinely, really, really missed baseball. I miss this shit. Like, I love when I'm like watching my Red Sox game and I'm scrolling through Twitter or Instagram and I see a highlight and I'm like, holy shit, that just happened. Like, the Hunter Renfroe catch or fuck, see, now I'm like at a loss now. It's like, I don't know, it's just crazy. And then like the guy proposing and he gets tackled and shit like that, like out in the outfield, he gets tackled and I think he lost the ring or some shit. And then like, I don't know, it's just so much shit going down. And what a first week. We basically, after that first, I even tweeted it, like, after the first 2-3 days, we have highlights from, like, for months already. It's crazy. It's just, it's so crazy. And highlights and altercations and things aside, I'll get into a little bit of that clock violation stuff with Manny Machado and things like that a little bit later. But, like, the first thing I want to get into is that April, for Major League Baseball anyway, but April can be such a like a month so chock full of emotions for us as fans, because obviously we're cheering for a certain team, whether whatever team you may be cheering for. Mine's obviously the Red Sox. Huge Sox fan. Go Sox. It when you see your teams, you know, lose, or when you see your team win, like Tampa Bay Rays right now, when I'm recording, are currently 5-0, so their fans, whatever, how many fans they actually have, Like, they're excited. Like, holy shit, our team is 5-0. Like, we could go 162-0 if we wanted to. Obviously, that probably won't happen. It's never happened. But that's how you feel as a fan. Like we're 5-0. We're fucking undefeated. And in the NFL, that's a good start. That's a great start. But that's what April does to you. Like, or maybe that's just what the first week. But I'm talking about April as a whole. Like, that's what just April does to you. It gets you so excited, or it just gets you so down. Like, whatever's happening. Like, me. Like, I'm so down. I'm so, like, just, damn it. Like, got swept by the Pittsburgh Pirates. Like, of course, I wish that went differently. I wish we swept Pittsburgh so we could start the season 5-1, like, or 4-1. Like, damn, like, it, that's just what this sport does to you. And I do genuinely love that about this damn sport. But it's just April. Like, it only happens in April because everyone's got these thoughts already. Like, players get hurt. Justin Verlander got hurt. Like, these things start happening. Oh, a pitcher's not doing well. DeGrom gets shelled his first time showing. Like, oh, he sucks. That signing was stupid. And all this other things. And, like these some guys aren't hitting home runs. And, well, there goes his power. Like, oh, he's done. He's getting old. And it's such a, like, baseball fans are so weird. Like, there's, like, everyone's, like, a backseat fan. Like, everyone's, like, a manager on their couch, an owner or a GM on their couch. I do it, too. I'll admit, yeah, I do it, too. Not that much, but I understand. Like, I get it. But, like, baseball fans are just like that, where it's, like, and it's only an April thing. Like, April plays so many tricks on fans to where it's, like, MLB baseball in April knows how fans are, where it's like, we can get you. Like, we're going to get you thinking that your team sucks and we're going to discourage you and you're not going to watch the team anymore. And then come May or June and your team is good and now you're welcome back in circle. Like, that's just what it does. That's what April does to fans. And it's so crazy because it's only baseball and it's only because of the amount of games that MLB teams have to play. And I think that's why, like, it's so many games and we already have such, like, a week long, like six games in or something like that, like sample size to where it's like, oh, well, that dude's gonna suck or this team's gonna suck. You never know. Like, it's streaks or win streaks and losing streaks happen in baseball so often to where it's like, you can't just get discouraged or get really hyped in April because your team is going good. I'm not, like, discrediting or anything with the Rays or, like, even Texas Rangers are doing good. It all can go down. And, like, same thing for teams that aren't doing so well. Like, Phillies, like, they're starting with, what, 1-5? They could go on an 8-game win streak, and now they're 3 games above 500. Like, shit could happen. Like, that's what I love about this game. But it's it's always April. It's always April. I've noticed it throughout the years. It's always April that does this shit. Like, I don't know how, but it's just fans and April. I love April baseball. Like, it's just so fun. But April and May are, like, my look and see how we're doing months. Like, I've gone over my little breakdown of how I break down the season. But yeah, April and May are my let's see what we got months. Like, after, okay, that was weird. Anyway, as I was saying, like after we do this, like after this month is done, or after April and May is done, yeah, so like after April and May is done, it's like, all right, now we got a, like, a 2-month sample size. Like, now we can kind of project how things are going, because, like, Phillies, like, starting losing, like, seeing all these percentages go down, that their percentages to make the playoff is already down. Like, I'll just up and say it. I hate that type of shit. I hate when people try to bring people talk about it and bring it up. Like, wow, like, that their percentage is way down. Like, they're on, like, on a really bad run right now. Like, their playoff is in jeopardy. But I hate that shit. But I will say, I do have that belief that, sir, like, when it comes to April, I do have that belief that that shit goes down in April. Again, I get just the whole damn month of April. It's so weird. Like, I'm telling you, it plays tricks on all these MLB fans, all us MLB fans, baseball fans, that I do have that belief that divisions can be won and lost early in April. Like, obviously toward the end. I do believe that divisions can be won early in April or lost early in April. I have that belief 110%. I firmly believe that because I've seen it. Like, it's happened multiple times. But just because a team comes out of April with like a 8 or plus 10 game lead on the division, it could all go away very fast because teams can go on an 8 or 10 game losing streak and tie with someone or lose that division very, very fast in under a month. So it does happen. But April just plays so many damn tricks, and it's crazy. Next thing I want to get into. I want to get into just one thing because it was just so damn cool to see it. Sandy Alcantara, which was last season's Cy Young winner for the National League, pitched the first complete game shutout of this season. I believe it was 4 strikeouts, 1 hit, 9 innings, complete game shutout, and Miami won. I believe Miami won that game 1-0, I believe. I could look it up, but I don't feel like it would take me more time to look it up than actually just talk about it. So, but it's so damn cool. Like, I love pitching. Sandy Alcantara is a dude who's going to potentially make over $30 million a year if he gets to that point. That, it was just so damn cool. Now, I didn't pick him to win Cy Young. See, here it comes again. It's April, the first complete game. Everyone already has him winning the Cy Young for the National League. Now, I'm not wishing no injury or no bad season for him, but just because he threw a complete game shutout does not guarantee him the Cy Young already for the season. It does up his chances when you want to look at, you know, innings pitched, and he does have a CG under his belt for this season, but he could go on a 5-game start run and just not be good. You just never know. And it's fucking April. I'm going back to this April thing. Like, everyone's already giving it to him. I think if I'd have to give like a little piece of advice, I would just be like, hey, calm the hell down a little bit. I don't know. Just calm down. It's only April. Calm down. But it was so cool seeing Sandy Alcantara. Sandy Alcantara pitch a complete game shutout. So cool to see that. Congrats to him. Good for him. I hope he gets paid. He's a hell of a pitcher. And again, we don't know. He might win Cy Young back-to-back, but we don't know yet. It's only April. I'm going back to it again. It's only April. Next thing I want to get into is a lot of shit is happening. Well, mainly, not a lot, but like a couple of things. I'm not even going to get that too much into it. I just want to put in my little 2 cents out there. This whole pitch clock violation shit, Manny Machado went through. He got struck out. Pitch clock violation because he was asking for time. He didn't get granted, and then the umpire called him out on it, argued with it, and then I think he got ejected. Like, this whole thing, like, the game goes on a lot longer because of the ejection and all this shit. And then the umpire not granting time, like, what do we, I don't know how else to just, like, talk about it, but it's just like, what are we doing here? Like, is this, the whole pitch clock thing is just going to cater to the umpires? Like, what's going on? And I get it. Everyone's saying, well, it's a pitch clock, not a hitter's clock. I understand that. And he has to have the bat up in the air, ready to go when it hits 8 seconds and the pitcher has 8 more seconds to deliver that ball or start his windup. I understand that. But it's like, well, if you see the guy's hand up calling time, give him the time. Grant the time, especially if he's allowed to have time one time per at-bat. Like, I think umpires got to pay attention to that shit. Like, the pitch clock favors the pitcher so damn much because of this. Like, now that pitcher, I believe, is credited with the strikeout because of that. Like, and then, yeah, like, maybe not many players who strike out, or if pitchers have multiple strikeouts because of that, like, I don't think there's going to be that many. Like, I honestly don't. Like, if I had to, like, if I had to put a number, like, throughout the season, 162 games, and each player has, you know, 500 at-bats or plate appearances, 500, 600 plate appearances, like, how many of them will be strikeouts on the pitch clock violation? If I had to give an over-under number out of the thousands and thousands of things out there, I would have to put the over-under, like, 25 and a half. It's very, very low. So, I'm not saying, like, it's a huge deal, but it's like, come on. Like, it's just going to be something that I think, like, I guess me as a fan, like, I'll speak to for myself. Like, I'm just going to get sick of it. Like just pay attention or something. And then everybody in the comments, like, on everything, whether it's Twitter or Instagram or YouTube, when they're having these clips, everyone in the comments is, like, suddenly a professional hitter or a professional hitting coach or a fucking professional fan saying, well, you know the rules, just get in the damn box, fix your gloves, and just swing the bat. Like, okay, dude, easy for you to say because you're behind a fucking screen typing away with your fingers. Easy for you to say that, dude, like swinging at a 95-plus mile-an-hour fastball. Like, it's very easy for all these fans to say that. Like, oh my gosh, like, I have no idea, like, how else to say or anything anymore, because it's just so, like, frustrating, like, when all these fans just start saying, like, it's so easy, well, you know the rule, just adjust, and all this shit. I'll never side with those fans. Like, I'm already said it, I'm against the pitch clock, I don't like it. I get it, it does speed up the game, numbers have showed, but what do you care as a fan if you love the pitch clock, how long the game is, when majority of the game you're on your damn phone looking at your phone the whole time or anything? And I wanted to bring up this point because I didn't even talk about it that much at all. But when I was out in Arizona, like, I go up and watch the remaining of the game, whatever it was going on, and then I observe the fans, and then I watched, of course, the World Baseball Classic games again, watching and observing the fans. Almost every single fan was not even looking at the game. They're on their damn phone, looking down on their phone, or they're turned to the side talking to their buddy or whatever they're doing. They're eating their food. Like, you're not even looking at the game. What do you care how long the game goes in the first place? You only care how long it goes when it comes toward the end. And those fans are like, damn, this game took a long time. It was over 3 hours. Well, bitch, what the fuck do you care when you're looking at your damn phone the whole time? Or you're talking to your friends the whole time? You want to do that and you want to, oh, I want to go home. Then fucking go home. Like, it gets me so pissed off that these fans just, like, that are all in favor of the pitch clock, speed the game up. Like, we're tired of these games going on forever. These guys are adjusting their batting gloves or whatever. Are you honestly, genuinely looking at the whole damn game, watching every single time a player does that? No, I 100% know these fans don't. I know I don't. Whether I'm watching on TV, or actually, no, I will admit, when I'm watching a game in person, I am watching the whole game. I love watching it in person. I fucking love this sport. I watch everything in person. When it's on TV, it's a different story. When there's a commercial on, or when there's like a stat showing on the screen or something between pitches or whatever, yeah, I'm looking on my phone. I want to see what else is going on, like, in other games and shit like that. But when I'm watching a game in person, it's a different story. I'm locked in. I'm there in person. I like watching this shit. Like, I like watching the body language of hitters. I like watching the body language of pitchers, like, after a, like, after a missed call or something. I want to see that. Like, oh, shit. I want to see his face. Like, that's just me as a fan. Like, I love watching all this shit. But, like, all these other fans out there saying, I'm tired of seeing these pitchers take a long time. They go to the rosin bag, fix his batting gloves, or whatever. It's like, bitch, You're not even fucking looking at the game and you fucking know it. You're looking at your damn phone. I don't care what anybody says. I don't like the pitch clock. Anybody who does, like, I'm waiting for the time where we, like, I want to have somebody on to where we could just sit down, like, well, obviously through Zoom or whatever, even in person, like, give me a valid reason why you, as a fan, like the pitch clock. Not just because it speeds the game up. Because I'm going to throw back at them, well, if you don't like how long the game is, go home. Like, it's hard to have, like a firm, like, kind of, like, back and forth, obviously, by myself, alone, because it's difficult. Like, I have no one to bounce off with. But, like, it's just so hard. I don't know how else to put it. But this whole pitch clock thing, like, everyone's, like, it genuinely did, I think, it divided fans a lot. And there is, I would say there's majority fans, I would have to say maybe two-thirds of the fans like the pitch clock. I'm on the other side of the third that doesn't. I don't like it. I don't think it should have been there in the first place. And it goes back to the Sandy Alcantara game, where that game ended in under 2 hours. But was that because of the pitch clock? Or was it because he was pitching very efficiently? And the other pitcher, because Miami did only win by one run, did those pitchers were just on their A game, punching dudes out. You know, they got the best of every hitter. Apparently they did, because Miami scored one run and the other team didn't score anything. And it was a complete game shutout. Like, was it the pitch clock, or was it just the pitchers were pitching very efficiently? Yeah, maybe this was the shortest game in MLB history. I don't know. I'm not going to look that up right now because I just don't feel like it. But, like, I don't know how much, like, times I could just stress it enough that I'm sick and tired of these fans, like, thinking that they know the first thing about hitting because they were a hitting coach or a 400 hitter in their fucking career. Like, it gets me so, like, just irritated. Like, to the point where I'm like, well, I can't reply to everybody who says some dumb shit, but it does get me genuinely irritated. I'm like, oh my God, like, enough with this shit. Like, enough with you thinking you know how to hit, or you know how easy it is to get in the box and hit, or how easy it is to learn how to, like, change your approach when it comes to hitting because now you have a clock to the dead, you got a mind and shit like that. Oh my gosh, I'm gonna end it right there. I'm gonna end it right there on that clock violation stuff because it's just, I don't know, I'm done. I'll end it right there. I'll end it right there. If something else comes up later on in the season, I'll talk about it, but I'm ending it right there. On a good note, Isotopes had their home opener this past Tuesday, which was a complete success. Topes win on a comeback. It was a great win. Everything went smoothly. Well, at least in my eyes, I thought everything went smoothly. It was a really chilly, cold-ass day. But other than that, like, the guys, the vibes in the clubhouse feel good. Everything feels good. Like, it's a whole new group. Pretty much a whole new group, like 95% whole new group. The guys are good. I went around, took selfies with a bunch of the Isotopes people that I know, like Forrest. I've had him on the podcast with Joe Traub. Had pictures with Michelle, Becca, Thomas, Nicole, a lot of the players during batting practice. I took a big selfie with the whole team. It was just an all-around good home opener for the Isotopes. Damn good home opener. It was cold. It was pretty cold and windy. Well, I honestly said that I think it was only really cold because it was windy. Because it was windy. But all around, it was a good home opener. It was awesome. The mayor was there. Let's see what else was going on. When they're announcing the lineup, I was out there cheering guys on, hyping them up. went back in the clubhouse, and it was just an all-around good home opener for the Isotopes. I have good thoughts. Oh, sorry about that. I have good thoughts for this Isotope season. It just feels good. It feels different. For me, anyway, it just has a good feeling, good, different feeling. I like it. When this comes out, we'll still be playing Salt Lake, and then we're hitting the road to El Paso to play the Chihuahuas, and I'll probably go take a road trip down to El Paso again, like I did last year, and spend time with the team, spend time with the family. I'll probably do that next week, but Isotopes home opener was great, feels great, this team feels great, guys are awesome, people are awesome, but I think that's it. I think that's all I've got for this week episode. I know like a lot of shit went down, but can't really talk about everything. Otherwise, this episode would be really, really long. But thank you to everyone who's listening. Hello to all the new listeners. Thank you to Believe Podcast Network. Appreciate everyone who does listen. Share this with anybody or anything, wherever it is you're listening on, rate it, all that good stuff. I greatly appreciate it. Don't have to, but I greatly appreciate it. Thank you all listening. Of course, stay watching, stay collecting, and I will catch you guys in the next one.